I think the response does clear things up for those tenants in particular. There has been a lot of confusion as to what is actually happening and what the process is. I think also there's a bit of a language barrier for some of those residents. So I know from the phone calls that I've been getting from them that they aren't clear on what's happening. I think today's answer does answer their queries. And at the minute, we're waiting on testing to be done on some of those houses. And until that is done, the council can't proceed any further. So when that testing is done and done to the standard that the council require, then we can proceed then with it, hopefully. In the meantime, we have to wait for that. I think just to reassure the tenants that nothing adverse is certainly going to happen to them at any stage in the game, I don't think, but certainly there won't be any movement of any kind until those tests are done.
The council is still willing to continue discussions once this testing has been completed.
The council are very keen to acquire the houses and to house those tenants in them, but they cannot proceed until they get the proper testing done. So the ball now is really in the court with the vendor for that. So hopefully that can be progressed quickly, and hopefully the results are good as well, and that the council can proceed with the purchase. But if, in the event that they can't buy them, well then those people, a lot of them are on the council waiting list anyway, and it's not that they'll be abandoned by the council or anything, but ideally the houses could be purchased and they could stay in where they are.